incidence of diabetes?
Well, we've been beginning to see more and more. But I must say, the general practitioner involvement in diabetes was minimal, really, apart from referring them to hospital. They simply washed their hands off these people. And I don't think patients expected anything either from general practitioner. If they did ask, you know, they were just told, well, you go to hospital, you ask the questions there. So it was not impacting in that sense. You know, we are much more involved in diabetes now with the new, in the new contract in the last 3 years. But before that, I don't think there was such an intense involvement.
And can you talk about being a clinical assistant for what was a clinical assistant in the late 1970s?
Yeah, I mean, basically, my job title changed from being a registrar to a clinical assistant. My work remained much the same, except that I was not then involved in any ward work because I was only doing outpatient for a week, once a week, and that was the only difference. But, you know, we are still seeing new patients, old patients, dealing with whatever came through the door on that particular day. The difference really in terms of being a registrar was that it involved a lot of inpatient work, and the clinical assistant was really confined to the outpatient.
You say that numbers were growing both in the hospital and in your surgery, and you were in a mainly an Asian area. Were you thinking that the incidence among Asians was particularly high or not at that stage?
I must say I sort of overlooked that. You know, I should have perhaps spotted it earlier, but, you know, it didn't occur to me until fairly late that the incidence was very, very high and a lot of people who were coming were Asians. I mean, the impression initially was that perhaps we were screening more people and doing more. You know, the blood tests had come about in the market that time and people were having their random bloods checked. And that was bringing in the incidence. But I think also the fact that the Asian population who was already here was beginning to get older. And now people were in that age group where type 2 diabetes commonly shows up. So yes, initially I didn't. But yes, I think eventually it occurred to me that the numbers have increased and they are increasing very, very fast.
Can you remember what years eventually refers to?
Well, I would say from 1980 onwards, it seemed pretty obvious. I mean, the diabetic clinics started to become